I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us today. We're going to start off with a topic that people have been talking about for a few days now, Donald Trump's proposal to institute an ideological test for all would-be immigrants. The Republican nominee laid it out in a national security speech on Monday. He painted it as part of what would be a ramped-up war on radical Islam. But he also said he wanted to embrace and empower moderate Muslims. Qasem Rashid runs a nonprofit called Muslims for Peace, based in Washington.
I represent the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, and our invitation to Mr. Trump, a candidate Trump, even now, is let's work together to combat extremism. What he's proposing is not a combating of extremism, it's actually demonization of Muslims, and it's creating more problems than it could ever hope to solve, because he's punishing basically thought crime. If you believe in Sharia, you're going to be excluded. If you don't, you know, follow the exact values he follows, you're going to be, you know, deported or thrown out of the country. You know, in this ideological fight, we can't afford to respond to extremists with more extremism. We need to respond with education, with compassion, and with collaboration.
So if even candidate Trump called to get your support, what would you say?
Our door has been open. In fact, we sent him a personal copy of the Quran months ago, in fact, last year, and our doors have remained open. You know, we've invited him to look at the True Islam campaign. This is a campaign we launched last year after the San Bernardino attacks to demonstrate what True Islam stands for, is to separate it from extremist ideology. And it's based off a proven model that we've employed around the world to combat those who are trying to radicalize youth and to create a consistent platform for what True Islam teaches and separate it from extremist ideology. And as a result, we are raising generations of Muslims who recognize separation of mosque and state, who recognize the equality of men and women, who recognize the need for universal freedom of conscience. These are all American values that we can demonstrate by example how to implement them without war, without demonization, and without deporting anybody simply because they follow a different faith or pray a different way.
But of course, you're also up against schools based on Wahhabi version of Islam that are advocating a very different view.
And that's all the more reason why it's important that we work together. Rather than succumb to fighting fire with more fire, water is what puts out fire, not more fire.
Now, you mentioned you belong to the Ahmadiyya sect of Islam, which I understand is not seen as Muslim by some Muslims. Are there any other Muslim sects who have embraced your approach?
So when you talk about Muslim sects, when you talk about individual Muslim organizations and Muslim communities, absolutely. And these are Sunni Muslims, Shia Muslims, Muslims from various sects and various denominations who are joining together in this united non-sectarian effort to counter extremist ideology.
But to what extent is Donald Trump right that there really is a radical Islam, that there are believers in a radical version of Islam who are bent on violence and want to take over the world?
Well, if the goal is to ensure we protect America, the FBI has issued numerous reports that the greatest threat to American security is not ISIS, but it's white supremacy and neo-Nazis, groups like the KKK. So extremism is not a religious issue, it's a human issue, and that's why we need to work together.
But he's not talking about necessarily within the U.S. borders, just simply overseas. There have been any number of attacks. People who are perpetrating those attacks in many cases are believers in a radical version of Islam who are bent on violence. And isn't it accurate to assert that there is this situation out there?
I don't think anyone's denying that some Muslims are extremists. I mean, I think that's a pretty clear fact that we can observe. The question is, where is the real threat coming from? And we can't simply blame Islam. There's no such thing as quote-unquote radical Islam. There's radicalism and there's Islam. They're two entirely separate entities. We have to remember 97% of victims of these extremists are Muslims themselves. So no one loathes or despises ISIS and the Taliban more than Muslims. So there's no doubt that extremism is an issue, but we need to work together and look at this from a just lens, not from a skewed lens where we demonize 1.6 billion people for the acts, the extreme acts of a few.
One thing proposed by Mr. Trump is an ideological test for immigrants. Based on what he said about what that would be, how do you suppose that would work?
I don't think an ideological test could work. I mean, we already have an extremely thorough vetting process. We have an immigration process. We have an oath that new citizens have to take. We have a test that they have to take. The beauty of the United States government, and I've said this before, it's actually the most Islamic government in the world, because it's based off of justice. It's based off of equality, which is what Islam teaches, that you must treat all citizens with equality regardless of race, color, or creed. And the First Amendment protects universal freedom of conscience. And to violate that, I think, is a violation of our founding values and of our founding principles as a republic.
Qasem Rashid is a lawyer and activist. He's North America's spokesman for the Ahmadiyya sect of Islam. Thank you, Qasem.
Thank you for having me.